Well, good morning. We have a little bit of a tangible effect of Lynn's sermon last week. Dawn and Brandon, will you come up here, please? As you know, we're doing our series on From God, For God, and last week we talked about our service to others as part of our acts of worship for God, how we display what it means to be a Christ follower. Come over here, guys. Don't be shy. I know Brandon, this makes you really nervous. But I asked Dawn and Brandon to come up here because 5 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, she approached me with a question.
Would be able to, if we could do it as a small group.
Help whom?
Our neighbor.
Okay. And Brandon, what did that mean for you?
Well, actually, I will say, I didn't realize it at the time, but I did after last week's sermon, that it really convicted me, and thanks a lot for that, by the way. We talked about barriers for going out and serving. And so one of the things was perfectionism. And I love to serve. I love going out and serving. But Lynn's sermon last week made me realize I only like to serve under my terms. And so with her little idea of this neighbor thing, I did not know these people. And
I didn't.
So I was like, I don't know if I really want to do this or not, because I'm okay as long as there's like a set, you know, schedule and all that. And I was like, I don't know. But anyway, so I gave in. I'm like, all right, well, let's go down there. We'll talk to them. Well, she can talk to them because it's her idea. And that's what happened. So she did. She went down there and, you know, hey, this house.
What was the situation that caught your attention?
Yeah, and say the house in our neighborhood, it's missing some siding on it. And so, like, we had brought it up to the small group, and they're like, you know, if you can get the okay from them, we'll be willing to help. So we went and talked to him, but we knocked on the door, and he came and answered. And the thing about this house is it's almost kind of like the topic of the neighborhood. Like, anytime, yeah. Like, we live in an HOA. Anytime there's an issue with the HOA or somebody gets a letter saying something's not right, they always compare it to this house. This house here, this has been, you know, in this condition for so long, nothing's ever been done, but yet here I'm getting this letter because my trash cans are not far enough away from the road or something like that. And I can remember, because we can see the house from our house, and I remember thinking, man, why doesn't he just fix this house? It doesn't seem like it's really that much of a, you know, a big chore. And so this is when Dawn says, Brandon, instead of being the people that talk about these people, why don't we go talk to these people?
I think that's fabulous. Instead of talking about them, let's go talk to them.
So that's what we did. And then she did again. So she knocked on the door and started talking to him. And little did we know that he was an 80-year-old Korean War veteran. And he has multiple health issues, which in turn realized, oh, this is why he's not fixing his house. So we offered to either just pay to have the siding fixed or if he would be willing to let us come and do it. And he said, well, sure, well, let me talk to my son first, and then we'll get back to you. So, you know, Don's like, okay, you know, we just live right down here. You know, we'll be there whenever you guys want to talk. So weeks went by. And we hadn't heard anything. And Dawn says, babe, God's just not letting me let this go. She's like, I want to go talk to him again. And I'm in the middle of our own little project. I'm out landscaping. And I'm like, really? Like, babe, we've given these people our information. If they want to come talk to us, they'll come talk to us. Again, because I'm willing to serve, but not in this capacity, which I didn't realize again. Thank you. So she's like, babe, there's another car down there. Maybe that's his son. And I'm like, oh. So like a little kid, I go stomping down the sidewalk. We knock on his door, and the son answers. And we're like, hey, don't know if you know us, if your dad had talked to us, but we're the McKinneys, and, you know, we talked to your dad about, you know, helping out with the house. And first thing he says is, yeah, Dad told me you guys were harassing him. And immediately I'm like, oh, I told you. We cannot do this to these. And then he looks and goes, no, I'm just kidding. And I'm like, oh, no. And so he starts talking about the situation where his dad, his wife had just passed away a few years ago, and some of the grandkids had come to help him. Well, lo and behold, they weren't helping. They were basically taking advantage of him. And so we were like, well, you know, would you be willing to accept our help? And he said, well, I'm just here to let you know I'm the only one here that's able to do any of this. He actually told the grandkids they had to get out because the house was in really, really poor shape. And so he said, well, here's a few things I would really like to have help with. And
so what was originally a siding, replace a few pieces of fallen off siding, broken siding, and maybe the Tyvek and OSB, turned into
a 3-car garage that you could not even walk in. I mean, if you've seen the show Hoarders, that's pretty much what it looked like. And then we're like, okay, well, we can do that. That's just a little time. So, you know, if you can get a dumpster, you know, we can talk to our small group and we can come over and we'll help, you know, clean it out. And he's like, well, and I've got some furniture in the house. If you guys could get that, help me with that. And so, well, sure, you know, that's no big deal. We can do that. And so our small group got together on a day and went over there and helped him get everything. And to watch this elderly gentleman go, because when we walked in, at first, it almost looked, or to me, it felt like we were ripping everything away from him. Because they had couches that needed to be tossed, and beds, and doors, and all this and that. And then we're just yanking everything out of the garage, because the son was like, it's all going. Everything is going. And I just feel like, or felt like, this elderly gentleman was, felt like we were like ripping everything he owned out of his house. But as we started and we continued to do it, just to watch him change, just over the course of a couple of hours, by the end of it, he was going out to the shed and grabbing more stuff and throwing it into the dumpster. And I think he could see what his house could be like it was before, you know, it was torn up.
So what started out as a little, hey, I'm convicted, Don, I'm convicted to help this couple, turned into an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus in a bigger way than what they even thought was needed. And now this gentleman is feeling like he's getting his life back, his home back. They're still not done. It's a long-term relationship. We're waiting on some siding to come in and some OSB.
It's now in.
But it's one of the things we talk about. It's one thing to come here on a Sunday and listen to Lynn's sermons and go, okay, great message. But what? Are we going to be image bearers? Are we going to be Christ followers? Are we going to represent Jesus well to those outside of our community of the church and be the church in a small group? And that's one of the reasons we push small groups around here, is because a small group is a small church, a micro church, where they can be the church in their neighborhood. And so it just happened to be perfect to go right along with this series. So that's why I suggested Lynn. That's why we challenge you to get involved in a small group. Get involved in your neighborhoods. Be Jesus to those who need to see his hands and his feet. So, Dawn, I'm glad you listened to the Spirit. Thank you.